C. Clil. Literature. Exercise 1. Page 110.
A Study in Scarlet. A Study in Scarlet was the first novel to feature Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, the famous detective duo. In this extract, Sherlock Holmes amazes Watson by working out the former job of a man who was looking for their flat. "I wonder what that fellow is looking for," I said, pointing to a plainly dressed individual who was walking slowly down the other side of the street, looking anxiously at the numbers. He had a large blue envelope in his hand. "You mean the retired Marine Sergeant?" said Sherlock Holmes. "What arrogance," I thought to myself. "And he knows that I cannot verify his guess." Seconds later, the man whom we were watching caught sight of the number on our door and ran rapidly across the road. We heard a loud knock and heavy steps ascending the stairs. "For Mr. Sherlock Holmes," he said, stepping into the room and handing my friend the letter. Here was an opportunity to prove Holmes wrong. "May I ask, my lad," I said in the blandest voice, "what your trade may be?" "Doorman, sir," he said. "Uniform away for repairs." "And you were?" I asked, with a slightly malicious glance at my companion. "A sergeant, sir. Royal Marine Light Infantry, sir." He clicked his heels together, raised his hand in a salute, and was gone. I was completely shocked and thought for a moment that somehow the whole thing was prearranged to amaze me. "How in the world did you deduce that?" I asked. Even across the street, I could see a great blue anchor tattooed on the back of the fellow's hand. That suggested the sea. He had a military posture, however, and short sideburns. There we have the Marine. And you must have observed the way he held his head and swung his cane. He was a man of self-importance and authority. A respectable, middle-aged man, too. All facts which led me to believe that he had been a sergeant. "Wonderful," I shouted. "Commonplace," said Holmes, though from his expression it was clear that he was pleased at my admiration. Arthur Conan Doyle, 1887.